این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. Ambition is the result of lack of purification of the soul. Of the things that a person suffers from is this eternal evil, which urges him to take change of efforts. If difference arises among individuals, seek it within the individual themselves to discover the issue. Is the issue interest of Islam and interest of the Muslim, or the issue is his own interest? Is the carnal soul involved or in God involved? If a person can do a better job than me, will I be happy if he take charge of the affair, or will I be unhappy? If one minister can do a better job than another minister and assists him, will his carnal soul permit? If it is for the sake of Allah, then it must give him permission.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. About the subject of trusting God, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, Tawakkul means using one's bodily powers in obedience to God and refraining from interfering in the matters of the heart and consigning it to the Lord. You know, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is talking about one of the definitions of tawakkul, which is quite deep and interesting. You know, man lives in a permanent worry because he anticipates loss, poverty and ailment. And that is, to some extent related to his nature. And another part of it is dependent on the circumstance and situation that he or she lives in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, and whoever puts his trust in Allah, he will suffice him. Surah At-Talaq, verse number 3.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
You know, a good way for us to learn how to trust in God is to follow our role models in religion. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is one of the best contemporary examples in this regard. You know, trust in God Almighty was one of the most important factors that ensured Imam Khomeini's success in making the Islamic Revolution victorious. The reason for the Imam's steadfastness in all the ups and downs of life was that he had a real trust in the eternal power of the Lord of the world, and he had entrusted his heart to God and considered no one effective except for him. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported him and became his greatest support and made him achieve significant victories. During his struggles against the pre-revolution despotic regime of Iran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi proved the profundity of his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam's hope was in God, and as a result, the difficulties became easy for him. He considered all his successes to be from God Almighty and was never unaware of his help and support even for a moment. The most difficult events did not cause any turmoil in the great ocean of the supreme leader's existence. By having full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Our dear Imam Rahmatullah Alayh withstood all the problems and sufferings without wavering a bit. Thank you very much, dear listeners. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day.